This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know that. Do I really have to tell you that every night? You got that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb will join us later on tonight. Well, later on in a little bit. And then Tom Donnelly is going to join us in the next hour. Tim, the T. Anyway, Tim Donnelly joins us in the, well, maybe Tom Donnelly might join us in the next hour. I don't know. Tim Donnelly will join us in the next hour. And, Tim has worked very hard, or had worked very hard, to become an assemblyman here in California. Then he ran for governor. I think he ran for Congress too, but Tim is a true a Tea Party. I don't know, what do you want to call him, a two-tree Tea Party darling, and I want to get his take on what's going on at the state. I want to get his take on whether California can really become relevant again to Republicans, whether Republicans can still take back the state and how they do it. You know, California's. A lot off. I was going to say a little off. It's a lot off. And they're getting even worse up there in Sacramento. Anyhow, and then as usual, after the first break, Xander Gibb will join us. We'll have a lot of fun with him as well. I saw this story just before I get into the, just before I got on the air. But go up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. There's a live chat room with lots smarter people than myself are in there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been afraid of, or you've been taught to be afraid of, you don't have to. You really don't. Go check it out on Amazon.com as well. And you can see some of the reviews up there. And yeah, most people seem to like it, seem to enjoy it. I call it a bathroom read because you can read it pretty quick. Once you get into it, most people tell me they can't put it down because they're enjoying it so much. Anyway, I'm not telling you what's in it. Hop up on Amazon, find it out. Find out about it. And then also on Facebook, we've got a live feed there going on as well. All right, so let me get to the business at hand. Apparently now, a New York Times reporter accuses white women of racism. Okay, this is like new how, right? Oh, not just racism, but racism on city sidewalks. Yeah, the New York Times, they're getting a lot of blowback right now on social media after publishing an essay by an African-American reporter who accused white women of racism for not ceding space on city sidewalks to black men. Now, in a Wednesday essay titled, "Was That Racist?", reporter Greg Howard singled out white women for forcing him off the sidewalk completely when walking toward him. They were not allowing him to walk a straight path. "In 7 years of living and walking here, I found that most people walk courteously, but that white women, especially, at least when I'm in their path, do not." Hey, Howard, I grew up in Boston. I worked in Los Angeles for years and years and years and years and years. I am white, and no. They didn't get out of the way for me either. You know why? Because in my day, In my day, we got out of the way for the women. That's right. Women had the right of way, if you would. It's just one of those things. You know, everybody wants equality. Everybody talks equality, except when it comes to stuff like this. Right? You know, gentlemen, get out of the way and let women keep walking straight. You know? I mean, and if they don't like that, you don't like what I had to say, you think that's kind of, what do they call it, misogynistic? Too bad. Deal with it. I still believe that men should be gentlemen. Right? He says, sometimes they're buried in their phones. Well, everybody now is buried in their phones. I mean, come on, we have people walking off of the train stanchions or what have you, right into the way of the trains. We have people that have walked into ongoing traffic. We have people that have walked into fountains. We've joked about it on the show before. Because they looking at that phone, and because all life revolves around that little phone up there, that little smartphone. My God. It's like, you wonder why people don't know anything, because they're constantly being fed a steady stream of mindless garbage. Right? I mean, that could be a whole segment in and of itself. He says, other times they're in pairs and groups and in conversation, but often they're looking ahead through me, if not quite at me, he continues. When white women are in my path, they almost always refuse to move out of the way several times a day. And he says, you know, he's afraid they're going to walk right through him. And it happens several times a day. Now, he says, white women will force me off the sidewalk completely. In these instances, when I'm standing in the street or in the dirt as a white woman strides past, broad-shouldered and blissful, I turn furious, Howard said. How does that help you? I mean, seriously. I mean, does it change their mind? Do they come back and apologize to you? Because I would imagine they don't. He says, after these encounters, I'm always left with questions. Why only and specifically white women? Do they refuse to acknowledge me because they've been taught that they should fear black men? No, Howard. They've been taught that men should move out of the way. Not black men, not white men, not Asian men, just men. And that the acknowledgement of a black man can invite danger? Yeah. I've got a bunch of female cousins. They never were taught that. Maybe you should walk on the sidewalk with them. They won't get out of your way either because they believe a man should move out of the way. Do they refuse to acknowledge me because to alter their route would be to show their fear? Do they not see me? How can they not see me? Seriously, go find another job. Apparently, you need a lot of help. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. I would move out of the way for him in the sidewalk because I like him. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. That's right. When you're down and out, sing a song. How hard can that? Well, some of you, please don't sing. Just some of you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him right on, because I have so much fun when he's on with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does. Actually, he kicks off the weekend with me every week. People are going to talk, Xander. I don't know.
Yeah, let's hope they don't.
Hey, would you get out of my way if I was walking down the street in New York? I don't know if you heard that last segment, but
no freaking way. I think the thing is, in New York, everyone's got their agenda, and they're like piling on through, and they want to get to where they're getting to. And if you get in the way, sorry, buddy, too, you know, you're your problem.
Yeah. Well, that's
kind of really how it is.
Yeah.
You know?
I've got friends that live there. I've got, grew up in Boston, and this guy's complaining that he thinks the reason the women won't move over is because he's a black guy. And I go, are you really? you really have to go there with everything?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
It's become, for some, I don't like to generalize. I think for some it's become, the reason for everything. If you're black, everything that happens to you is because you're black. Or if you're trans, everything that happens to you is because you're trans. And, maybe it's just because that's the way it is, Don't take it so personally.
Oh, I used to have Sonja Schmidt on the show on a regular basis. She was she's a black writer in Hollywood. And we were talking about this. She goes, oh, yes, my friend, everything is a black thing. You just need to deal with it. I mean, she was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but she was dead serious. It was like, it is the general catch-all when they can't explain it. So,
I'm guessing these women don't move out of the way because that's their white privilege kicking in.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, God, you're so right. I had forgot all about that. But,
we've got to take it back, haven't we? The reason I didn't step out of the way for you, Mr. Black Person, sir, is because I was exercising my white privilege.
Oh, God. I was actually joking about the fact that, he says, well, some of them are looking down at their phones. Like, they're looking down at their phones because they don't want to look at him. And I said, I was saying that, you remember when we've had these people, they've walked into water fountains? They walked off of the train stanchions, into the way of the train. They've walked in front of cars because they're looking at their phones. One of the cities actually had to put a walkway just for people on their smartphones so they wouldn't get piled over. I'm going, dude, this has nothing to do with you.
Absolutely not. It's kind of like these people, people say, oh, I texted you. I'm like, I was driving. Well, couldn't you text me back? No, I don't text while I'm driving. When I'm driving, my full concentration has to be on the road. And I'm not pulling over to reply to your text.
No.
I'm not going to get to you any quicker, if I pull over and respond to your text. So deal with
They want you. No, they think, I call it the electronic leash, because now it's to the point where if they know you have a everybody has a smartphone, they assume you have one, but it's kind of like, why didn't you respond to me? Well, because you weren't number one. I hate to tell you this. I know you're going to cry and roll up into a ball, but you're not first on my list.
No.
I got other business I need to do. So it's always a kick out of it. Okay, so here's one you and I probably couldn't live in this town. Seattle now has a brand new distracted driving law, and now you're going to be charged up to $136 in fines if you violate this law. This is the e-everything law. Okay, so there's a 6-month grace period. They're going to pull you over. They'll tell you what's happening and why they're pulling you over or what have you. The King County Sheriff's Department up there says it patrols over 13 cities. It's not going to wait the 6 months. It's going to jump in with both feet forward because they're tired of people, driving while distracted with cell phones, texting. People are actually this e-cig thing, I think, is a big deal now. All of these things that'll get in your way of driving, of paying attention to what you're doing, will cost you, first $136, but it goes up from there. So any handheld devices can get you in trouble if it's a e-device. What do you think of this?
I think it's perfect. The next thing is people are going to be playing Xbox while driving. I don't even like these cars with videos. Some people shouldn't even listen to the radio. I mean, I do, because it's kind of like I can drive and listen to the radio. But if you're that distracted by things, then should you be driving anyway? Because, you're a hazard on the road.
Yeah, it's interesting how many people, the arguments are both sides of this. So what they're saying is, once you look away from the street, once you look down, that's what causes the problem. But come on, for years, if you're adjusting your air conditioner, adjusting your heater, adjusting the radio, spinning the dial, you remember those days, you had to turn the knob to actually get to the station that you wanted. What's the difference between that and a smartphone or anything along those lines?
I don't think there is. I don't even like to, I'm not going to talk about driving too much today for obvious reasons, but, in my car I had a Bluetooth, so, I could talk on the phone, but even that is quite distracting. Because if you've got to make complex maneuvers while while you're driving and get from one lane to another and do it safely, you don't really want to be talking to someone while you're doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty distracting. Your brain should be able to handle it, but it's pretty distracting. But it is what they call up there. It's a primary driving infraction. So they can actually pull you over if they believe that you're doing anything like that. I just thought it was kind of interesting. It's taken them long enough. Here, you couldn't text and drive, obviously, and now you can't even hold a phone up to your head, which I think is hilarious.
So does that mean totally hands-free. Macrame while you're driving and stuff like that?
Well, I wish it would actually be specific, because there's this young lady that pulled out in front of me one day. Now I want you to visualize this. She's turning the corner from a stop sign. She's got a Coke in one hand and her phone in the other. I'm trying to figure out how she made the turn.
With her knees, probably.
As young girl, not much driving experience, I'm sure, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, really? What? Isn't there a law against this? Can we stop this kind of thing from happening? Because I don't want her on the road with me, you know, yelling at her boyfriend, drinking Pepsi, and just really not paying attention to what's happening. But anyhow.
But there's the same level of response to kind of being very unsafe as to being oversafe. Because, you know, since I learned to drive, I feed the wheel through my hands, you know, and I still do that way. My sister's like, are you a dork because you do that? I'm like, no, I'm safe because it means I'm fully in control of the wheel. And so, you know, I don't think you can be too safe in a car. I really don't.
Well, you're right. And especially, you know, I know I'm going to get pummeled for this, but young people, they need some more time under their belt before they're holding onto a Pepsi or whatever they're doing. And those people, think about this. It's hands-free operation. That's what you're supposed to have. You're supposed to have hands-free operation. Somehow, these brain surgeons think that by holding the phone in your hand on speaker, 4 inches from your mouth, is hands-free operation. It's brain-free operation is what it is. But listen, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Dana Gibb is with me. Don't go far. We'll have a lot of fun after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bean
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can do a whole bunch of stuff up there. You can even, buy my book. That's what you can do. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the, I'll take your money. Seriously. Okay, so the book will cost you like 2 cups of coffee at Starbucks. I mean, you could blow that, right? It's not a big deal. Just give up a couple. It's good for you. Coffee's good for you. I get it. But this is better for you. The book is better for you. I'm telling you. You'll feel much better after reading the book. You'll feel much better after hearing my guest. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Kind of kicks the weekend off with me. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is always a pleasure, Joe.
Well, you know, and The last, I haven't looked at the emails. There's been a couple that have cropped up, but I haven't looked at the emails or any of the comments. There are some people who really believe that we were talking about driving, and that if you're just tuning in, there are some people who actually believe it's not a big deal, that there's no impediment to driving while under the influence of electronics at all. But I'm not there. I think there is. I mean, I don't know how you feel. Maybe I do know how you feel.
Certainly, sometimes, people call me. People want to do interviews while I'm driving, and I won't do that either. I have to concentrate on what I'm doing, and I can't do that and think of, witty things to say, in response to questions that I'm being asked when I'm driving. I think everyone's different. Everyone has a different concentration level, but I certainly just need, I need to have full focus on my driving.
All right, so I'm going to switch gears on you. You and I had talked about this offline earlier, and stuff like this scares me. And you can help either put me at ease or tell me how you feel about it. So apparently these ultra-rich gay activists on targeting Christians, and his comments were, it's time to punish the wicked. And this is in a recent interview with the Rolling Stone magazine. He's a tech millionaire, and he's turned an LGBTQ activist. Now, for the record, I have no problem with somebody becoming an activist or putting money towards programs or issues or bringing awareness to what's going on in any community. I don't care if it's LGBTQ, the African-American community, you know what I mean. So whatever you could do to help. He's actually targeting Christians to punish them for what they've done to that community over the years. What do you think? Is this going to help
us? Definitely not. I think that that anyone with a thought should be trying to bridge the gap between the gay community and the Christian community, because there's so much confusion for all sides, I think, really. And being someone that has a foot in both camps, as it were, I really get it, you know. But punishing Christians for being Christians, you know, I thought that went out with, you know, the Ark and Daniel and the Lion's Den, you know. So what would he do to me? Because, you know, I'm a Christian who happens to be gay. So is he going to half punish me or what? I don't know.
He'll have conversion therapy done on you to remove you from your Christianhood, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how that would work. I cast the Holy Spirit out of you in the name of
Hillary Clinton. Well, that would scare anybody out of anybody. There you go.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, my God. But, you know, you think about
it. Even the office phone just moved when I said Hillary Clinton. It's like backing away. It's like, no, don't go there.
Oh, God. But, you know, they talk about, the left talks about hate and vitriol and all of that. And I look at this stuff and I say, isn't this hate? I mean, this is specifically targeted hate. And I think it's amazing to me that this is no way. This is actually starting a fight and not trying to quell a fight, don't you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. But I think that things have come a long way in the past 10 years. There are still people in the gay community. Notice I'm not calling it LGBT, ABCDFG, you know, that whole ever-expanding acronym. But there are still people in that community that feel that because someone happens to be a Christian and has issues with gay marriage, that makes the person homophobic. But we obviously know that is not the case. And I think that it's perpetuated by the leadership of the gay community because, you know, there's no money to be made. There's nothing to kind of perpetuate unless you are, you know, upholding these ridiculous stereotypes that all Christians are anti-gay. And you know, as someone who is a Christian and happens to be gay, I find it puzzling that the leadership of the gay community would continue to do this and make the divide bigger and bigger. I mean, I think Christians have a responsibility in this too. You know, even over the past couple of months, I've seen, you know, some Christians get on this big high horse that being gay is the worst sin ever. And if, you know, if you're a true Christian, you know the Bible, you know that the Bible teaches there's no grading in sin. And personally, I don't think that being gay per se is a sin, but the sin that people are referring to with regards to being gay is with reference to sex outside of marriage. But I think that the whole community has to take a step back and kind of be a bit more proactive about this. You know, not just one side.
Mm-hmm. Well, I go back to what I always say, which is, you're right, there's no grading in sin. And people who are living, you know, adulterers, it's almost like they think that that's okay, but this other one is okay. And, yeah, I smoke dope once in a while, even though it's against the, or I'm doing, like, you know, guys, deal with your own stuff first. Deal with your own stuff first. And the Bible says they know us, you know, by our fruits. They'll know us by how we're living our lives. And that's how you win people to Christ. All right. So, but again, I just see this as another one of those things that's going to stir up nasties, heat, aggravation, and hate that doesn't need to be done.
So. But I think that's specifically what it's designed to do. You know, there's no unifying intended with any of this, and I think that it's absolutely wrong. And I would be just, I'm just as critical of this kind of thing as I am of overzealous Christians who actually forget, you know, sometimes that, you know, whilst we are trying to maintain the courage of our convictions, you know, to steal a phrase, we must remain compassionate, because what would Jesus do? Jesus would not reject gay people. Jesus would love gay people. You know, if the ideology is that being gay is a sin, Jesus would love gay people, and well, it would be.
We're called to love all humans. We're called to love all people. All right, so people, right. People need to stop categorizing stuff. We're supposed to love people. What's going to ask you? God, you know, it's tough getting old.
I'll take your word. We'll take his word for it when we can.
Yes, big smile on her face. Boy, you know how to suck up, don't you? All right. So since I totally lost my train of thought, let's move on to the Earth being flat. Have you heard? I guess this is a new movement. I don't know if you've heard anything about this, but apparently there's a flat Earth movement afoot, where it's growing a bit, claiming that the Earth is flat and not round, and that they have been, you know, duping us for hundreds of years here. And they're giving out they have these flat Earth videos. You and I think I showed it to Tammy one night, where that guy had a picture, and he said, look, the horizon is flat. It's not curved. Therefore, the Earth must be flat. So have you heard anything? I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but have you heard anything about this?
No, I certainly haven't, and that's ridiculous, because we've obviously seen pictures of Earth from space, and...
That's from a Hollywood studio. I don't know if you know that. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, isn't that from... That's from a song, isn't it, called I Can't Even Think. It's by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I wouldn't know who they were. That's something you put on your pasta, isn't it?
Yeah. For sure.
I'm not good with any of that stuff. But I guess, but I will say this, based on what you and the stories that you and I have done on education. So Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's the real science guy, if you would. He's blaming this on education in America, on the U.S. education system. And I've got to agree with him. You know, when you look at science, when you look at what's going on, look at how they beat these things up in U.S. education, or they don't beat these things up. And U.S. education. There's that music. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me and will stay with me to the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Every time I hear this song, I feel like I should have overalls on. Huh? It's just, what is it? I don't even know the name of the song. You know, with the, it starts off with the harmonic. Anyway, if you want to go to heaven, you got to raise a little hell. Remember that song?
No.
You'd, oh, that's right. You're a young one. I keep forgetting.
It's a bit before our time, isn't it, Tammy?
Oh, don't give me that stuff. God. I am Joe Messina, your old and feeble host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, and I don't know, after that comment, I send you some, yeah, whatever. Okay, going to be nice. Anyway, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I can tell. You're having a ball. Anyway, hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do. up on the website, including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate. But it's all a lie. They're still lying to you. It's fake news. My stuff is real. Their stuff is fake. Anyway, Xander, we were talking about the Flat Earth conspiracy. And apparently these people believe that the Earth is flat and it rotates like a disc. And the sun kind of rotates around the outer edge of it. And why aren't we locking these people up?
I don't know. It's this freedom of speech thing, dude. You know, it's letting all the crazies kind of say what they like. I mean, you know, it's worrisome, really.
Well, they're so serious about it, and they're so real about it. You know what I mean? And then science goes right out the window for these people. I don't know. I get a kick, but I will give him credit. He's right. It's the American education system needs to kick it up and get its butt in gear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So what else? I got a smorgasbord of stories for you. The this one here is actually sad, and I think it shows the state of our young people, of the way we are treating and training up our young people.
Do I need any Kleenex for this?
I don't know. You might get really mad about this. I'm believing more that you're going to get really irritated than anything else. This is the... Where did it go? It was just up. See, I hate computers. There was a bunch of these young boys that actually watched... I don't know if you did the story yourself, but they actually watched a handicapped fella drowned, all right? And, oh, there he is. And one of the teens is heard in the video saying, oh, he just died, and they start laughing. So these group of teens, they were filmed, and they were mocking a disabled guy as he slowly drowned in a pond. And it says that would not be criminally charged as no laws were broken in recording the video. This happened in Florida. Now, Jamal Dunn, 32, drowned in a retention pond July 9th as the teens recorded his ordeal, and they didn't bother to help him. They didn't call the police. They didn't do anything. So you have to think about how cold these people are. Now, he started to struggle and scream for help, it says, and they just laughed. They didn't call the police. They just kept laughing through the whole thing. And then the kids were at the park the day they were smoking marijuana. You know, marijuana doesn't affect you. Don't you know that? That's what we keep hearing. They were smoking marijuana and apparently saw him walk into the water and saw him start to struggle. And what they were screaming was, hey, fool, ain't nobody going to help you. You need to get out of there on your own. Stop being dumb. And you hear this on the video. I mean, this is like cold. I don't even know what to say about this. This isn't just marijuana.
This is just kind of evidence that every state needs a good Samaritan law, and if that state had a good Samaritan law, then that guy would be alive right now. But isn't it just common human decency that you would try and help or call for help or do something rather than, you know, I see these videos on Facebook and I think, why the heck if you stood there and let someone knock, you know, seven kinds of shizzle out of someone and just filmed it rather than stop them getting hurt?
They go on to say in the video, the man is seen trying to stay afloat. So here's a man struggling for his life. And the teens would continue to joke and mock him. So it wasn't like they were afraid to go help him. They just weren't going to do it. Maybe I don't understand how that law works, but I'd be kind of like, look, if you watch something like this happen and all you choose to do is shoot it and not go help, I'm sorry. I think you should be brought up on charges. Accessory to death.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know?
I mean, I wouldn't stand in front of a guy with a gun to stop him shooting someone.
No.
Because I could probably get shot. Yeah. But if someone's drowning, you know, I would do whatever I could to save them. But to stand stoned laughing about it is, it's disgusting. And I think charges should be laid against them.
Yeah. Just pick up the phone and call 911 and just tell them where you're at. It's that simple. But see, I go deeper than this. I don't think this is just a dope. You know, to your point, you look at what's on Facebook and YouTube and other places, you see these videos where they're watching people get the crud beat out of them. They do absolutely nothing about it. You see these people that walk off the platforms of these trains, and some idiot still standing there videotaping it before somebody kicks in and goes to help them. I'm thinking to myself, really? It is so much more important. See, I'd love to get those people on my show that were videotaping and going, so what were you thinking? Did you think that maybe you could save a life instead of trying to be a bigwig on a radio show or a TV show for your 10 minutes of fame? What the heck happened to humanity?
It is totally worrying, and I would be, you know, if I was a parent and I saw a video of my kid being beaten and the person taking the video had not done anything about it, I would probably want to beat their AWS for doing that. I really would.
Yeah, we've lost that whole thing of helping each other out, really caring about each other. It just doesn't make any sense. Hey, were you surprised by the Spicer resignation today?
Not really, but it just means that what's her name is going to be out of work, doesn't it? What's her name? The girl that was
Live.
Yeah, Ghostbusters movie, and you know the flopped.
Yeah.
You know.
But is it? Look,
no, I'm not surprised by it. I definitely think that that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is so much better at it. She takes no prisoners. She pulls no punches. She's like, wham bam, that's the way it is. And if you don't like it, then go and sit on Pennsylvania Avenue and twiddle your fidget buster or whatever it's
there
called.
You go. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny you bring up Ghostbusters, perfect example of that social justice crap that worked its way into Hollywood. And since the Ghostbusters have always been men, now we have to make them women. What are we gonna do? Are we gonna do Charlie's Angels next with the all male cast? I mean, seriously, I mean, have we lost our minds or what? I think this is hilarious.
They did think about doing that. They offered me a part, but I had to turn it down, sadly, because I was, you know, taping for the TV show. But you know, it's like the movie Beaches was remade with all black characters, and I watched it and I was like, why do you need to do this? Why do you need to take classics? I mean, you know, I don't doubt that there is still racism out there. There surely is. But so why do you have to rework every movie and make the character black? You know, they did a Black Annie as well, and I was like, why is there the need for this?
Well, it's equality. It brings everything back in line. It's going to pull everything back to this. It's going to do nothing but create more aggravation. That's all it's going to do. And apparently there's no new ideas in Hollywood other than try to make white people feel bad, and now we're going to redo these movies, and it'll bring justice back to the middle, which is just a line of crud. Anyhow.
It totally is.
You're like, I kept that clean so we can stay on the air a little while longer. Okay, last story, here we go. The Army vet, there was an Army vet that was told to take down his American flag when he was at one of those tailgates. Now, see, I'm not a big sports guy, so they don't even get to tailgate anything. I do not get why you guys go out to a parking lot, which is usually like 12 degrees hotter than it is anywhere else, to cook, I don't know, hot dogs, hamburgers, drink your brains out, and then go to the game? How do you do that? Anyway. The Army veteran spoke out after he was directed to take down an American flag while tailgating, of all places, outside of an Atlanta Braves game. So he was in the parking lot, you know, they were doing their thing or what have you. And, you know, as he says, look, I fought for the right for Americans to fly their flags.
Right.
So when somebody walks up to me and says, you can't fly your flag in this parking lot, apparently it was a security person, who said, you can't fly your flag in this parking lot. You know, that's it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what he must have felt? I mean, truly, deep down inside, he must have been
going to
break this guy.
Sing the national anthem to him there and then. I would. I would have just, you know, put my salute on and just sung the national anthem, because that's all you can do in situations like that.
Well, you have a picture of his truck, and he has a state flag, and he has the American flag. It's no bigger than a normal flag. You know, the pickup trucks have place to stick those poles so they can enjoy it, and somebody just didn't like it. Hey, look, we are almost up against it. Tell people not where they physically find you, because the last time I heard it cost you a bunch of money in pizza when the guy didn't pay for it when he met you. But where do people find you, writing your show, that kind of thing?
ZanderGift.com. Everything is there, and can I just send my best wishes for a speedy recovery to Senator John McCain?
Oh, yes. Yes, you can. You know, it doesn't matter where you are on the aisle. No human should have to go through that.
For sure.
It's a really tough thing to do. Anyway, Xander, thanks for being with me. Hey, hang out next hour. Tim Donnelly shows up. We're going to be talking about the state of California. Can it be saved, or should we break it up now and make it its own country? We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.